Right, for legal aid for persons with disability, we have a legal aid commission that provide legal aid to everybody, including persons with disability. And our last discussion with them saying that their doors are open to everybody. However, they also presented the issue of not having enough staff to sometimes go over all the cases. So they prioritize cases for more vulnerable people, which also means that if there's any person with disability, they are prioritized as well. Sometimes they also complain about the sign language, and now they know that the Council for Persons with Disability is there with their sign language interpreted to assist them. So that's the kind of collaboration that has been forged between the Legal Aid Commission and the NCPD to assist persons who need legal aid. Assessment centers, yes, we have a challenge with our assessment center, but as we mentioned within the Honorable Minister's speech, we have revised the inclusive education policy, and that seeks to really assess in equipping the assessment center to best do the work that is needed. There's collaboration now between Ministry of Education and Ministry of Health on issues of assessment. But what they've done is what they've been doing is over the years is rather also going to schools early. So annually, both the Ministry of Health and Education do screening for children from kindergarten to P3 to assess them early to determine what they are the status of the children, and if there are referrals, they are able to do that. For this year, they've already done 500 schools, and they'll be going to do more for that as well. On the issues of abuse and exploitation of children and persons with disability, we mentioned earlier that there are systems for reporting. Yes, they may be a bit far, but we have made arrangements for community-based level reporting. As part of the initiative by the Ministry of Gender to ensure that we bring services to the doorsteps of people, we have community-based reporting system that we have created. Currently, we are in 170 districts that we are implementing an initiative that we call Integrated Social Services. The intention of this services is that we have done is that we have brought the Department of Health, the Department of Education, the Department of Social Welfare, the Legal Aid Commission, and then SRAJ together as a unit within every district. The idea is that they work together to ensure that cases that are reported to any of them is referred in a seamless manner. We have developed a software that we call Social Welfare Information Management System that they use to refer cases among themselves. So if a person from health through the CHIP compound that Chief Director mentioned yesterday goes and identify a person, if they need social services or linked to a social protection intervention, they are referred to the Department of Social Welfare and they take over. And people are also allowed to walk to the offices of Department of Social Welfare and report cases of abuse. Then they will take it from there, because even if you report a case to the police concerning a child, they are supposed to call social welfare to assist, because they have, and they also are trained to have linkages that will assist the person that needs the support. So they are able to use the support available within the system, including asking for sign language interpretation, shelter, and things like that. Yesterday, we mentioned the shelter for domestic violence. Today is being reiterated. We also have a shelter for abused children run by the Department of Social Welfare that also specifically take care of children who have been abused that are referred by the court. So if there's even, it doesn't matter whether you are able or disability, you are able to access the services there, and we have persons there stationed there to look for it. For issues of resources we are a developing country, so we are a bit challenged with our resources, but we try as much as possible to do what we can within our means for our people, including persons with disability. Thank you.